brings us to agenda item number 21. Hi, Alicia.
Good afternoon. This is a request for a public hearing for our pound net rules intended to reduce interactions of bottlenose dolphins. On February 9th, National Marine Fisheries Service issued a final rule implementing regulations under the Marine Mammal Protection Act that will become effective on March 11th. These amendments were made to meet the goals of the bottlenose dolphin take reduction plan and to reduce incidental mortality and serious injury of bottlenose dolphins that occur as a result of Virginia pound net interactions. And these are based on consensus recommendations that the bottlenose dolphin take reduction team made back in 2009. So there is a time delay in between the time when the consensus recommendations were made and when the final rule was implemented. There's also some crossover between the bottlenose dolphin rules and the rules intended for sea turtle conservation under the Endangered Species Act. So there's also some amendments there for consistency between the two. So what is changing? First, they're establishing a new bottlenose dolphin pound net regulated area. This leads them to some somewhat confusing maps, and I have that on the next slide. In this new area, there's year-round use of modified pound net leaders for all offshore Virginia pound nets. There's also seasonal modified pound net leaders required for offshore pound nets in pound net area 2. Once again, I can show you that. And that'll be May 6th through July 15th. Also, all of the pound net related definitions, a lot of them have been clarified. The biggest change is the definition between nearshore and offshore pound nets are now based on depth instead of distance from shore. So now if any part of the pound net leader is located in water at any tidal condition of greater than 14 feet, it's considered an offshore pound net. And that just clarifies the line there. Also, all three sections of the gear must be fished at the same time in the new area, except for setting or repairing the net during a 10-day period, and a one-time compliance training requirement for the pound net harvesters. And this actually replaces an annual onshore inspection that had to be made with either our officers or NIMS officers. So this may actually help out our harvesters. So here's our two areas. It's hard to see. On the left, this is the previously used areas, and these were originally intended for sea turtle conservation under the Endangered Species Act. However, when the bottlenose dolphin team started working with areas, these were already in place. So these are the areas currently referenced for the bottlenose dolphin management plan as well. And you see in our regulation, we note pound net area 1, which is that southern area. This area is still going to be included in the Federal Register, so it's still there for sea turtle conservation, and because a lot of those things cross over, some of the amendments also apply to those areas as well. On the right-hand side, this is a newly established dolphin pound net regulated area, and this is established under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. In this area, modified leaders will be required year-round. It's also important to note that in 2009, after the team made those consensus recommendations, they sent notification to VMRC, and VMRC adopted regulations for all waters east of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel to require year-round modified leaders. So some of this stuff has already been made from the agency. The Federal Register also notes in their comment section that because of that change and the required use of modified leaders in regulated Area 1, seasonally, that they have seen a documented decrease in interactions, over 60% in the years prior to and after the pound net rule. So our staff recommendation is to advertise for a March public hearing to amend Chapter 4 of the AC 20-20-10 pertaining to licensing of fixed fishing devices to comply with the provisions of the final rule from the National Marine Fisheries Service for Virginia pound net gear under the Marine Mammal Protection Act and the Endangered Species Act.
Any questions, Alicia? Mr. Curtis.
I just got a quick question. I'm familiar with the area along the bay and up down to the ocean front to Rudy Inlet. Have there been dolphin catches and nets along that area? I just haven't read about them. Is there?
The Lynn Haven area was what was sort of pinged as a high interaction area, and that's what sort of started the ball rolling in 2009 for those consensus recommendations. I believe the final rule had somewhere around 70% of interactions they saw in that specific area. So that started a lot of the interactions. I mean, we do see the stranding team records a lot of dolphin interactions.
They do?
Yes.
And interaction, does that mean they're being caught or?
Well, can't remember the exact definition of a take under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, but it means any interaction. So either you've seen a dolphin in the net, you've seen a dolphin nearby, you see a stranding with gear markings that are similar. They do have to actually be able to associate that dead animal, if it is a dead animal, with the gear. So it's not always easy to, there's a lot of strandings that you can't associate with the gear. But if it's an interaction, it's some sort of confirmed association. It doesn't necessarily have to be a kill, though. So it can be a rescue.
Any other questions or observations? Thank you, Alicia. This is a request for public hearing for next month.
Motion to approve the request for public hearing.
Motion by Ms. Haynes. Second by Mr. Neal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.